You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Winners and losers from week 9, next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT and 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Adam Azer, and we're going to talk about our instant reactions to week 9's games. But first, let's talk about Odell Beckham. No, he hasn't signed yet, but on Sunday morning, we did get some reports from Jay Glazer that he's going to be cleared, fully cleared, and ready to go. Later this week was the report from Jay Glazer. Ian Rappaport mentioned the Cowboys are going to be interested in him. We've also got the Rams, the Bills, a couple other teams. Which team would you like to see sign Odell Beckham? And do you think it actually matters for fantasy?
I think it would matter for the Rams. Get a little familiarity there.
Yeah.
You get a guy who could step in and be their number two receiver more easily than if it were with Buffalo or with Dallas. Because I think Michael Gallup and Dalton Schultz offer a lot more than Tyler Higbee, who is a non-factor now, and yeah. Allen Robinson and Van Jefferson. So I'm not really adding him preemptively or anything like that. But the Rams would probably be my favorite location for Odell Beckham. And even with that said, I have pretty low expectations. If this is what Chris Godwin looks like coming off of a torn ACL, I'm not sure what Odell Beckham is going to give us coming off an ACL that he tore in February.
Well, and had previously torn the previous year. So, you know, not exactly great there. Yeah. He averaged like, I think it was 49 yards per game if you include the playoffs with the Rams. So I'm not really sure there's a ton to be excited about there either. But look, Odell Beckham, we remember him. He's a big name. I figured I'd ask.
Yeah, he made that catch.
Yeah, he made that catch. Let's move on to some winners and losers from week 9, and I'll get us started with this. Might be on the Fantasy Baseball Podcast. We talk about the Olive Garden breadstick. There's, you know, there's a free one on the table that you want to take. I'm going to go with Justin Fields. I mean, this was, I almost don't want to say it's the ceiling game, because who saw this kind of performance coming? 3 passing touchdowns, the most rushing yards by a quarterback in a regular season game, 3 short of the single game record, 178 yards and a touchdown. He was just absolutely electric. And he gets the Lions and the Falcons in the next 2 games. Justin Fields is a no doubt about it top 12 QB for at least the next 2 weeks and potentially the rest of the season. Let's hear some winners from you, Adam.
I think the breadstick is mixing, but either way.
Yeah, that was one that it was just like, yeah, he was awesome, but like I just wrote about it, and it's like, but it didn't, like it was the takeaway there. Sometimes regression hits you like an 18 wheeler. I guess that's what happened with Joe Mixon.
He was started in 97% of leagues. Fields, definitely a great call. And just pay attention to his fantasy playoff schedule. He has the Eagles and one other really tough team in there. So I guess Cordarrelle Patterson is a winner for me. Yeah. Getting some goal line work, scoring a couple of touchdowns. That was awesome.
Although I will say, I wouldn't hate the idea of trying to sell him right now.
Yeah, but what if his workload increases? That's where
I think it will, but they've talked so much, so consistently about having to limit his workload and keep him fresh. And you know, he broke down last season. I do worry it's just going to be a 3-way backfield moving forward. And he'll be the clear back and he'll be the goal line guy, but he's like, he runs like Derrick Henry. And I don't know how, you know, whether he can hold up to that kind of play.
Christian Kirk is a winner. He finally had a good matchup and he came through 8 catches, 76 yards and a touchdown. And his next 4 opponents are all really terrible against wide receivers. So Christian Kirk is also a winner for me. I mean, you and I are going to fight about Alan Lazard all the time, but I just think that he might be a top 12 guy rest of the season. He is the most consistent part of the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers trusts him and loves him, and he gets so many end zone opportunities, and he almost had another touch. He got tackled just inches short of the goal line, so he's a winner for me. And Garrett Wilson is a winner as well. I think, you know, the Breece Hall injury was such a huge deal. The fact that Elijah Moore for the second straight game didn't get targeted, they're going into a bye, but he's really almost matchup proof. And I'm not sure, like, he's done against the Patriots and the Bills, and I don't really consider them super tough matchups for wide receivers. I won't get into all that now, but his next game is against the Patriots. So Garrett Wilson is a guy that I think is approaching must start territory. He's their only receiver, and they don't have a great run game right now, even though they ran the ball decently today. I'm pretty excited about what Garrett Wilson can be.
All right. How about some losers from week nine?
Well, the Bucks, you know,
just disgusting. Good.
Yeah, I mean, they're broken, and I'm not convinced that Chris Godwin is himself. Tony Romo said two very interesting things on the broadcast. He said that they need a healthy Godwin, mm-hmm. and he sort of implied that they haven't had that, and that they could be getting that soon. And he was on that with Gabe Davis earlier in the year, and he said they had a Bills game. I think it was that Steelers game where Davis went off, and he said, this is the healthiest Gabe Davis has been. So I'm hopeful that maybe Godwin can get there, but he hasn't been right. I mean, they don't throw to him downfield. They throw to him at the line of scrimmage so much. Yeah. Brady, they don't have a run game. Fournette is a loser. Brady is a loser. Godwin is a loser. Evans is the only one that is a slam dunk. Now, Godwin is worse the wide receiver 3 in PPR. He had so many catches. Evans is a slam dunk start, even though he's coming off a bad game. But Brady, I can't say that anymore. I'm definitely starting Justin Fields over Brady for the foreseeable future. So, you know, you love the pass volume, but eventually it just doesn't matter because they can't run the ball. They don't get explosive plays. And they are a little bit lost.
Yeah, I'll throw out as a loser a guy that you actually mentioned. Maybe Gabe Davis just isn't healthy right now. Or maybe this just is who he is. He's a touchdown or bust, big play wide receiver. He's pre-2021 Mike Williams. Maybe he's a better version of that, but I think the parallels are there. It's a great passing offense, clear number one wide receiver, and this is the guy that they take shots with down the field. He had a big drop in this one that could have been a big play late, and I just think he's going to continue to be a frustrating guy. I think he's going to be someone you want in your lineup because the highs will be so high that he can win you weeks. But there are going to be some two catch 33 yard games in there for Gabe Davis, probably about half the time, I would guess. So, yeah, I think he's someone who, I mean, look, if you were high on him coming into the season, you've had reasons to be. If you were low on him, you've had reasons to be. I think this is just who he is. So, that's going to do it for Fantasy Football Today in 5. For more Week 9 recap, make sure you check out the full episode of Fantasy Football Today. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about some waiver wire targets. We'll see you then.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sanfel, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.